This Sunday is the fourth Sunday after Epiphany. The Psalm of the day is Psalm 15. The scripture readings for this Sunday are the Old Testament reading taken from the book of Micah, chapter 6, verses 1 through 8. The epistle is from Paul's letter to the Corinthians, 1 Corinthians, chapter 1, verses 18 to 31. The Gospel is according to St. Matthew, chapter 5, verses 1 to 12. Pastor Magruder is basing today's sermon on the Gospel reading for this Sunday from the book of St. Matthew. He will read that for you now for his sermon titled, God Gives into Empty Hands.
In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. A reading from the Gospel according to St. Matthew, the fifth chapter, beginning with the first verse. Seeing the crowds, Jesus went up on the mountain, and when he sat down, his disciples came to him, and he opened his mouth and taught them, saying, Blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are those who mourn, for they shall be comforted. Blessed are the meek, for they shall inherit the earth. Blessed are those who hunger and thirst for righteousness, for they shall be satisfied. Blessed are the merciful, for they shall receive mercy. Blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God. Blessed are the peacemakers, for they shall be called sons of God. Blessed are those who are persecuted for righteousness' sake, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are you when others revile you and persecute you and utter all kinds of evil against you falsely on my account. Rejoice and be glad, for your reward is great in heaven. For so they persecuted the prophets who were before you. This is the word of the Lord. In the name of Jesus, amen. In the book titled, The Cost of Discipleship, Dietrich Bonhoeffer wrote, The cross is laid on every Christian. The first Christ suffering, which every man must experience, is the call to abandon the attachments of this world. It is that dying of the old man which is the result of his encounter with Christ. The cost of discipleship. That's what today's Holy Gospel begins to unpack, what it means to be a disciple of Jesus. In the fourth chapter of Matthew's Gospel, Jesus called disciples to follow him in faith. In Matthew chapter 5, Jesus begins to preach and teach just what it looks like when men and women follow him in faith. Jesus speaks 9 Beatitudes. 9 statements of blessing. These Beatitudes serve 2 purposes. They were first an introduction to the entire Sermon on the Mount. Secondly, these Beatitudes gave a glimpse, a preview, into the life of discipleship. Want to know what a disciple is and how a disciple lives? Then listen to the Beatitudes. Blessed are the poor in spirit, Jesus said, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. This first beatitude functions like an introduction and a summary of all the rest. Jesus' disciples mourn. They are meek. They hunger and thirst for righteousness. They are persecuted peacemakers. But at the top of the list, Jesus says they are poor. Poor in spirit. To be poor in spirit is more than just being humble, and it has little to do with how big or how small our bank accounts may be. To be poor in spirit is to be a beggar before God. Beggars are those who have absolutely nothing, those who are completely dependent upon the goodness and generosity of others for their very existence. To be poor in spirit, then, to be a beggar before God, is to stand before God empty-handed, completely dependent upon him for life and salvation and everything. No merit of our own, no goodness in us, no resume full of spiritual highs and accomplishments, no credit for attending long church meetings, no receipts for offerings given, no gold stars for church attendance, no tally marks for how many times you shared the faith with someone else. None of that. The poor in spirit, the disciples of Jesus, are beggars. They don't say, "I thank you, God, that I'm not like other men." But in their emptiness they pray, "God, be merciful to me, a sinner." The early church father, Saint Augustine, once expressed it in this way. He wrote, "God gives into empty hands." Disciples with full hands aren't disciples at all. Hands that are full, full of self, full of pride. Hands tightly wrapped around money and entertainment and pleasure and sin and shame and vice. Those are not the hands of the poor in spirit. Those hands are not blessed by Jesus. Those hands aren't the ones into which God can give himself and his mercy and forgiveness and salvation. And be forewarned that Jesus, in his drastic mercy, sometimes takes it upon himself to empty our hands for us. That call to repentance is a call to open our hands, unclench our fists, admit our spiritual poverty. Jesus has a word for people like that. He calls such poor spiritual beggars blessed. Blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of God. It is precisely when you have nothing that Jesus gives you everything. Into your empty hand, Jesus placed his nail-scarred hand. And that is everything: faith, forgiveness, mercy, purity, peace, and joy. Those are the goods Jesus gives away to his poor, empty-handed disciples. Yours is the kingdom of heaven, not because you've achieved it, not because you've earned it, but only because Jesus has given it into your hands as a gift. Jesus achieved it. Jesus earned it. Jesus emptied himself and became obedient to death, even death on a cross, for you. His poverty makes you rich. His poverty makes you blessed. To be blessed is to be saved, to be safely secured, to be anchored to the grace of God through faith in Jesus. Blessed are you, Jesus says. But you should know also that to be blessed, to be a blessed disciple of Jesus, doesn't mean a happy, carefree life in this world always. Expectations and evaluations can seem overwhelming. Temptations of every kind swirl around you minute by minute. The world around us adopts an aggressive, angry attitude. And the disciples of Jesus live under the cross in meekness. While the rest of the world gorges itself in gluttony, the disciples of Jesus hunger and thirst for righteousness. They are pure. They are merciful, pure in heart. They don't stir up conflict, but work to make peace. And they are persecuted because this world cannot long tolerate those who are blessed by Jesus. No, it isn't easy being a disciple of Jesus. But Jesus calls you blessed. He invites you to face the troubles of today with the promises of tomorrow in mind. And what are those promises? You will be comforted. You will inherit the earth. You will be filled with righteousness. You will be shown mercy. You shall see God and be called sons of God. The kingdom of heaven is yours. It doesn't get any better than that. Jesus says, "Rejoice and be glad, because great is your reward in heaven. That gift has been placed into your empty hands. In your baptism, you were joined to Jesus. You will go where he has gone. You will receive every day in his precious word and by his Holy Spirit a foretaste of the heavenly kingdom to come. Now is where you are. And where is that? Well, now you are blessed. Now you can rejoice and be glad. Now you are an empty-handed disciple of Jesus, poor in spirit, but rich in grace. Now you can live in the absolute confidence that the resurrected, victorious Jesus is coming soon. A time of never-ending joy and feasting and happy reunions is about to begin for the sake of Jesus Christ, our Savior, who gave himself for you. Amen. And the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus. Amen.
Let us confess our faith in the words of the Nicene Creed.
I believe in one God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and of all things visible and invisible. And in one Lord Jesus Christ, the only begotten Son of God, begotten of his Father before all worlds, God of God, light of light, very God of very God, begotten, not made, being of one substance with the Father, by whom all things were made, who for us men and for our salvation came down from heaven, and was incarnate by the Holy Spirit of the Virgin Mary, and was made man, and was crucified also for us under Pontius Pilate. He suffered and was buried. And the third day he rose again according to the Scriptures, and ascended into heaven, and sits at the right hand of the Father. And he will come again with glory to judge both the living and the dead, whose kingdom will have no end. And I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord and giver of life, who proceeds from the Father and the Son, who, with the Father and the Son, together is worshipped and glorified, who spoke by the prophets. And I believe in one holy, Christian, and apostolic church. I acknowledge one baptism for the remission of sins, and I look for the resurrection of the dead and the life of the world to come. Amen.
Lord, remember us in your kingdom, and teach us to pray.
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come. Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever and ever. Amen.
Let us pray.
Almighty God, you know we live in the midst of so many dangers that in our frailty we cannot stand upright. Grant strength and protection to support us in all dangers and carry us through all temptations. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine on you and be gracious to you. The Lord look upon you with favor and give you peace. Amen.
Thank you for joining us. Go in peace and serve the Lord.